The traditional career ladder has disappeared. In its place stands something far more interesting, a squiggly, unpredictable journey filled with twists, turns, and unexpected opportunities. Helen Tupper and Sarah Ellis captured this reality in their groundbreaking book, which began as a simple sketch on a coffee shop napkin and evolved into a career philosophy embraced by everyone, from recent graduates to C-suite executives. The workplace is transforming dramatically. Five generations now work side by side, technology is reshaping job roles, flexible arrangements have replaced 9-to-5 schedules, and work has evolved from being primarily about income to becoming central to personal identity. In this landscape, taking ownership of your career development isn't optional, it's essential. With an average of 90,000 working hours ahead of us, we must learn to enjoy the journey rather than focus solely on destinations, embracing challenges as opportunities to learn and becoming what Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella calls learn-it-alls rather than know-it-alls. What are you truly brilliant at? In a squiggly career, your exceptional talents become your competitive advantage. Employees who use their strengths are 6 times more effective and engaged. Your strengths emerge from combining natural talents, innate abilities, with developed skills and experiences. Most people struggle to identify their strengths precisely. Try listing 20 things you're great at in 60 seconds. Your super strengths aren't just what you're good at, they're what you excel in and want to be known for. Values are the core attitudes and beliefs that drive us, our career DNA. Unlike temporary motivators like salaries or titles, values serve as a constant career compass. They form through 3 phases. The spongy phase, birth to age 7, where we absorb our surroundings. The copycat phase, ages 8 to 13, where we imitate others. And the rebel phase, teenage years, where we test different beliefs. By our early 20s, our values are set and guide our behavior and happiness. To discover yours, examine your career highs and lows, noting what triggered strong feelings. Look for patterns in what matters about your work, colleagues, organizations, and environment. Review value words that resonate with you, then prioritize them through systematic comparison to determine which truly matter most. Confidence is a learnable skill, not an innate trait. It encompasses both self-perception and how others view you. Strong confidence benefits your career by developing resilience, enabling decisive action, and inspiring others' trust. Research shows that perceived confidence significantly influences how others judge your competence. Common myths to dispel: extroversion isn't confidence. Confident people aren't necessarily arrogant, and even naturally confident people experience doubt. To build confidence, start by identifying your confidence gremlins, those limiting beliefs holding you back. Draw them to make them tangible enough to address. Next, apply the 3 R's framework. Recognize achievements across domains, record daily successes, and run your own race by defining personal success metrics. Finally, evaluate your support network using the support solar system visualization. Map both who builds your confidence and whom you support. A strong system includes diverse supporters, unconditional cheerleaders, contextual allies, challenging questioners, and experienced mentors. Networking is simply people helping people. What Reid Hoffman defines as the people who want to help you and you want to help them. A strong network provides 3 key benefits: meaningful relationships beyond surface connections, diverse perspectives that offer affordable wisdom, and a consistent personal brand that endures through career changes. Quality trumps quantity, with effective networks being discerning, seeking relationships that foster learning, deliberate, actively maintaining connections, and diverse, including varied expertise and working styles. To build your current role network, map internal stakeholders while creating external connections through meerkat moments, looking outside for inspiration. For future opportunities, clearly communicate your interests, consider side projects to forge new relationships, and participate in your desired field's communities. The principle of career karma suggests that helping others without expecting immediate returns leads to positive outcomes. High achievers consistently pursue ambitious goals while helping others succeed. When you contribute in ways that align with your strengths and passions, networking becomes energizing rather than exhausting. Future possibilities represent fluid explorations rather than rigid plans in our squiggly careers. The traditional three-stage life is fading, with experts predicting 5 careers per lifetime. Success comes from discovering opportunities and enjoying the journey, not fixating on destinations. As Sean Acorn notes, happiness precedes success. Consider 4 possibilities: obvious, natural next step; ambitious, despite doubts; dream, without constraints; and pivot, applying skills in new contexts. Understanding why you work matters as much as what you do. Your personal why provides deeper motivation than titles alone. Vision boards and personal manifestos help concretize aspirations and intentions. 3 key capabilities are becoming vital: curiosity, desire to learn, feedback, using what went well, even better if, and grit, sustained effort toward goals. Angela Duckworth's research shows effort counts twice as much as talent. Develop grit through fascination, daily improvement, purpose, and a growth mindset. Modern careers present challenges that traditional advice doesn't address. Side projects typically fall into 3 categories: passion-driven, problem-solving, or idea-testing ventures. For mentorship, understand it's about receiving growth-oriented guidance. Mentors can be peers or seniors, relationships can be brief or long-term, and both parties often benefit. Remote mentoring can be just as valuable, and informal approaches usually work better than formal requests. Work-life balance is personal and fluid. Focus on making conscious choices aligned with your current needs. When considering a job change, ask 2 key questions. Are you happy and learning? If yes to both, staying might be wise. Evaluate future opportunities and whether new roles align with your strengths and values. For personal branding, define what you want to represent professionally, building on your unique strengths. Leadership without a team emerges through curiosity and adaptability. Demonstrate it by volunteering, solving organizational problems, mentoring others, and highlighting your lateral leadership experience. The squiggly career represents a dynamic shift in professional development. Treat these tools as living resources to revisit and share with colleagues, benefiting both them and deepening your own understanding. Don't wait for the perfect moment to act. While managers and mentors help, you're ultimately responsible for your career journey. Start with small steps that compound over time. Success requires balancing multiple elements, leveraging strengths while developing new ones, aligning with core values, building confidence, nurturing networks, and staying open to possibilities. Remember, never live the same year twice and run your own race. In a world where traditional paths are obsolete, your greatest assets are adaptability and self-defined success. Your career isn't a ladder, but a landscape. Embrace its twists and turns, stay true to your values, and find richness in the journey itself.